April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Sung-hyun, the president of the Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company. Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, which is a UN non-profit organization, Dr. Michael Bascombe, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Yong-yu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yung Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Hyang-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Yong-chil, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitaren Jananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man-gyu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjing River, and Mr. Ho Jun Hwang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor, to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Global warming is also a result of the lack of communication between human and nature, and between human and animals. If we can overcome these communication problems between all beings, we will be able to truly love each other, and the earth will become a paradise in no time.
Today we have a very special guest from Australia, the renowned animal telepathic communicator, Dr. Michael Bascombe, will talk on the topic of communication with our animal friends. Let us welcome Dr. Bascombe to the podium.
Annyeong haseyo. You have all been very kind to me to invite me to your country. Everyone has been so good to me on your airline and at the airport. Customs and security were very kind, and everyone was very gentle, and I'm having a very good time here. The animals, I am their ambassador, and they push me into places that I feel uncomfortable with at times. I will do my best. The Supreme Master, Ching Hai, has created this environment for the world, and it's perfect for me because the animals are constantly reminding me that someone has to speak for them. And through Supreme Master TV, I am their ambassador, I am their spokesperson. So for that, I'm very grateful. Thank you. When I received the email to come to this country, my heart was so happy, jumping around, and I knew it was perfect for me to come. I was born a very sensitive little boy. I was born with an intuition. You are too. I'm not unique. I'm just on my path. You are on your path. I have telepathy as well. So now I have grown and continue to grow so I can be useful to the planet, to humanity, to the animals. When I heard about this book, the first thing is I want to hold the book. How does it feel? I'm a scientist. I went to university. I have 2¾ degrees. I have diplomas. I have many certificates, enough to line my bedroom wall. Now I've come to feeling. How does the book feel? Very good, very uplifting, very soft. It's full of love, full of stillness, full of kindness. It's a very good book. And I read somewhere, Supreme Master said, when we can communicate with the animals, there will be peace. We can all learn to do it. A little bit about my story. I said I was born sensitive, yes. I didn't understand the world. I didn't understand war. I didn't understand the aggressiveness of humans, how they can be. And so I turned in and off. And as we say in our country, got on with life, studied many things. 84, graduated in veterinary science and designed, built my own hospital, and I thought I can help the animals. And the animals keep pushing me forward to spread the message to the world. And thank you again, Supreme Master TV, because this gives me the opportunity to do that. So I hear the scientists speak, and this is good. I would like to share what the animals speak to me with you. They forgive us. They are aware of our journey. The animals see who we are. Inside, they see how we are on the outside, and they're asking for us to come home. I'm not sure if you understand that. Peace, stillness, harmony, joy. So when I'm working with a client, people come to me, I'm a vet, veterinarian, the animal has a problem. It may be horse, cow, dog, bird, cat. It doesn't matter. I sit down or I stand if I'm on the land, and I have questions like, what does the animal feel? How does the horse, whatever, feel in spirit? How does it feel about its life as a horse? Very often it's like I was as a child, sensitive, scared, not enjoying it. No peace, no harmony, no joy equals illness. Same for us. So I measure that. I'm a scientist, and then the horses start telling me I have to speak to the human. The animals feel our tension. They feel our anxiety. They feel our pain. They feel our busy mind. They want still, calm, peace, harmony. So, I want to be scientific with this, and I learned kinesiology. I do a muscle test. So, always at the start, I measure at the beginning of the communication, what is the level? Peace, harmony, joy. Most times, zero, or even worse, negative. You talk about global warming, this is about human conscious awareness. The animals are asking for us to lighten up. Peace, harmony, joy, zero. So, you know, we can meditate, but I suggest to you we can learn from nature and from the animals. They can teach us the way. So, this book is a gift because it's written in very simple language. It's not complex. The pictures say something to us. The colors. The way home to peace, harmony, and joy, we can make it complex or simple. End result is the same. The animals, honestly, I don't have a master as such. I have the animals and they push me hard. It's like I'm very grateful and I'm very honored to be pushed. And I do ask that they support me. Do you remember Orion in the Supreme Master TV video? The black horse, maybe you do. When I was on the plane coming here, I was meditating and he said, "This is perfect. This is Melbourne, Australia. We're coming to Korea." Korea's not on my future outlook radar. Here I am. And then I said, "What's next?" He said, "You have a shaman journey ceremony in South Dakota, July, August. This makes a triangle, Melbourne, Seoul, Rapid City." "So what?" he said. "It's auspicious, it's important, trust me." "Okay, I'm the messenger." He said, "You will be cared for, don't worry." "Okay, I trust the animals, I just trust them because they're uncomplicated. They don't have an agenda, they're here to support us, they're here to balance our mistakes, they're here to balance our aggression. And they ask me to tell you, still, peace, harmony, joy. Be gentle to the planet, be gentle to yourself, gentle to animals. Spend more time feeling the animals." I'll tell you one story. I like to laugh because everyone gets too serious. This is a play of consciousness to be enjoyed. Just quickly, horses in my country can have very bad feet. They have many foot problems. It's more common than good. The feet are bad. Two summers ago, our group, we meditate with the horses because they know I am a horse master. I know where the horses come from. And they said to me, "You humans are slow. Hurry up, hurry up. You're damaging the planet. You've got to get peace, harmony, and joy. Please, it's too aggressive. You keep damaging the planet." And we are feeling it through our feet. It's causing us some anxiety. So can you ask people to consider this and just slow down? I said, "Okay, okay." That was, 20 months ago or something, I don't know the numbers, and already I'm here. So thank you, Korea, for opening your doors and having me here. And I'm not good at the structure of giving a speech. I just channel the animals and speak from the heart. So just a final one. When I communicate, the mind has a holiday. The horses don't care how much science I know. They don't care. So, feet firm on the ground. Then, feel yourself in your heart. Open your heart. Feel the animal. This is how you communicate. You will feel much better. You will get well. I was asked to speak about a bird in this book just quickly. Mirabeau is very easygoing, cheeky. I felt him and then read the story, so I know it's true. When you look at the photographs in here, you will get the feeling he's like saying, chill out. Just relax. Everything is in order. Just slow down and have fun with me. Well, you know, like in the book, Supreme Master says he chews the TV cable. Maybe he's saying TV's not all good. He doesn't care. It's like my dog. If I'm on the computer too long, my dog comes to me and says, come on, let's get outside. Get off the computer. So this is Mirabeau's message, I would say, briefly, just relax. Everything is okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bascom. That was amazing and so touching. Ladies and gentlemen, please give him another warm round of applause. Thank you. Supreme Master Qinghai has graciously accepted our invitation to join this conference.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's extend a warm welcome to Supreme Master Qinghai. Hello, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Master?
Hi, everyone. A very good day to you. God bless you.
It's so wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you. I am very honored.
Supreme Master Qinghai, we are so honored and happy to have you with us. And thank you so much for setting aside some time from your busy schedule to join us today.
I am very happy to be here with all these distinguished guests, important people, the media, the government representative, the Congress people, the representative of the National Assembly, the publisher of the big company in Korea, and all involved to make this event a very meaningful and important for the public. Thank you ever so much. I have listened to all these speeches, the wonderful idea. Thank you. All of you, thank you so much.
Thank you, Master. We have great news for you. Your book, The Birds in My Life, has instantly become a bestseller in South Korea. Congratulations!
Wow! Wow, thank God, thank God. Thank the Buddha, thank God. I'm very happy. Wow, what a surprise. Thank you for all the hard work. Thank you, the publishing companies. Thank you, everyone who made it happen. It will be good for the world in some little way. Well, what can I do for you to repay your kindness?
Thank you for your love, Master. Supreme Master Qinghai, today we are here with distinguished guests who represent many areas of society. They include leaders and experts from the fields of law, national security, journalism, education, religion, arts, and others. This diverse group of participants has gathered here to celebrate the publication of your book, and also to join in the discussion about global warming.
Supreme Master Qinghai, before we begin the question and answer session with the distinguished guest, we'd be honored to have you share your thoughts and views on global warming.
Well, we all know by now that it is the most urgent issue of our time. And every one of us should put forth all our strength, our resources, our energy, and time in order to better the situation, to remedy the disaster that is coming toward us. It's already there. But we must try our best to curb it, to lessen the impact, and to stop it where it is. Not just for ourselves, but for the future generations. I'm sure everyone who is in power or everyone who is concerned about the planet is thinking hard or doing some urgent action diligently. And for that, I thank them all. And if I can help in any way or answer some of your inquiries so that we can clear our mind and work together toward the same goal, saving the planet, then please let me have this honor. Otherwise, we do have so much evidence scientifically, physically, globally already about the disaster of global warming. So I do not need to elaborate any further. Unless you have any more detailed questions, I will be very privileged to answer to the best of my knowledge, based on research, based on evidence, based on scientific proof. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Supreme Master Qinghai, some of our guests have prepared questions that they'd like to ask you, and it would be such a great honor if we could hear more of your thoughts through these questions.
Welcome, welcome.
First, we have Mr. Kim Young-gyu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Band Power Administration. Mr. Kim is a vegan and has been actively promoting vegetarianism as a solution to global warming in the public sector. Mr. Kim Young-gyu, please proceed.
Welcome, Mr. Kim.
네, 안녕하십니까. 저는 강원지방 경무청장 김영규입니다. 먼저 지구 온난화 방지를 위해서 고귀한 활동을 하고 계시는 칭화의 무상선님께서 오늘 이 컨퍼런스에 영상으로 우리와 함께 자리를 같이 해주신 데 대해서 영광스럽고 매우 감사하게 생각합니다. 최근 제가 매우 감명 깊게 읽었던 사랑스러운 내 인생의 새들이 amazon.com과 한국의 교보문고에서 베스트셀러가 된 것을 진심으로 축하드리며 이 책이 보다 많은 사람들에게 읽혀져서 모든 생명을 존중하는 자비로운 세상이 되기를 바라는 마음 간절합니다. 저는 어릴 때 시골에서 소들도 기쁠 때는 웃고 슬플 때는 눈물을 흘리고 자신의 죽음 앞에서는 두려움에 떨고 있는 것을 보면서 동물들도 사람과 똑같이 감정을 가졌다는 것을 알았습니다. 그 영향으로 저는 비건이 되었고 지금은 공직자로서 지구온난화와 또 채식의 중요성에 대해서 국가기관과 공공단체를 다니면서 특강을 하고 있습니다. 질문을 드리겠습니다. 저자께서는 동물들과 많은 교감을 나누면서 책을 세 권 저술하셨는데 지금 이 시대에 지구 안보에 있어서 가장 심각한 문제인 온난화에 대해서 동물들이 우리 인류에게 전하는 메시지를 들어보셨는지요? 들어보셨다면 어떠한 내용이었는지 말씀해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
감사합니다, Commissioner Kim. Thank you for your good wishes and your vegan leadership. You truly assist your country through your kind-hearted efforts on behalf of the animals. Concerning the animals' message, yes, they have a message for us. It is the same message as that of past and present enlightened people. Since time immemorial. And that is, instead of killing fellow humans and animals and destroying the environment, we are to retain our noble human quality, love, compassion, and benevolence. We must live up to the principles of nonviolence and forgiveness. The animals witness the climate catastrophe that is occurring around the world, which, besides contributing on a physical level to global warming, reflects the retribution from our harmful actions toward one another. However, despite the cruelty and unbearable suffering that they undergo at the hands of humans, the animals forgive all the time. With their pure heart, the animals are more closely connected with their great inner selves and do not fear death the way we humans do. The animals only worry for the loss of humans' noble qualities and wish for the killing to stop, so that humanity itself can be saved. So please, sir, continue doing what you're doing by informing all the people of how we can best honor the animals' love by stopping the killing and turn away from the meat, by adopting the vegetarian diet, and our soul will be saved, and so will be the planet. Thank you so much for your very caring question.
네, 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
Thank you for your wise words, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, Excellent. The Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Thank you. one human elected by the animals to be their spokesperson. So to have that opportunity to share to the world at one time is very humbling, and I'm full of gratitude to Supreme Master TV for this opportunity, and I know the animals are very happy.
And regarding this global crisis of global warming, what do the animals say?
I heard the Supreme Master answer this question just a little while ago, and her answer corresponds with what I'm hearing from the animals. They would like us to elevate our conscious awareness. They would like us to connect with the God within and be peaceful and be calm. And when this happens, we won't need to eat them anymore. The big message to me is that once the human consciousness across the globe comes to a certain point, everything will reset and be normal. So what's happening in the environment is mirroring back to us the way we are behaving and thinking. When that changes, then the environment can go back to being restful and peaceful and heal itself.
평소에 시민들이 생각하는 것이나 또는 지금 국가 정책도 대부분 보면 이산화탄소를 줄이는 데만 신경을 쓰고 있습니다. 그런데 이산화탄소를 줄이는 것은 적게는 5년 내지 10년 정도 걸리거든요. 그런데 가장 빠르고 쉬운 방법은 오늘 우리 컨퍼런스에서 또 거의 모든 분들이 다 같이 인식을 하셨지만은 채식이라고 생각합니다. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Wednesday for part 3 of Save Our Earth Conference 2009. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW